After confidentiality, the second area where we could include this little preface of the, here's what a patient has a right to expect from an ethical doctor of chiropractic. Confidentiality, we've discussed that. Secondly, the patient has a right to expect from a doctor of chiropractic that the doctor will not guarantee a cure. Guarantees of cure come into play in malpractice actions all the time as a legal issue, but really as an ethical issue, we obviously owe it to our patients to be as absolutely truthful as we can concerning their prognosis, if we want to use that word, or the expectations of care. Chiropractors who are slightly unethical and slightly shady may lean toward the guarantee of cure in order to procure patients. You know, that we feel if we can guarantee them some solution to a problem they're having, we have a much better chance of obtaining them as a patient and making the fee that they will pay us. So one of the things we have to be on guard against and be very cautious with is to recognize the fact that no healthcare provider of any sort is supposed to guarantee a cure. Here's what we guarantee. We guarantee that we will do our best to help the person solve the problem. Now some chiropractors, depending on your particular bent here and where you graduated from and your philosophical approach to chiropractic, may say that we don't cure anything anyway, and so we don't have to get involved with guarantees of cure if you have that attitude, that, and you would explain that to patients right up front, that we as chiropractors only locate and correct subluxations. We don't make any promise or any implied promise about curing a particular problem. We allow the body to do what the body does, we would say. So in that case, we don't have to do a lot of dealing with this particular issue. If, however, you are a chiropractor who does deal with some condition-based problems, and you're not of the philosophical bent that that's a prohibited thing, then you accept patients with certain kinds of low back pain or neck pain or certain problems, you have to be careful to let the patient know that you are not saying in any way that you will fix them. What we say is, we'll do our best. And if asked by the patient, have you had this kind of case before? Have you dealt with this kind of problem before? Be very honest. If you haven't, say you haven't. That's revealing your lack of experience, you may think, might run off patients, but it's also required. You can't lie to patients about your experience in a particular kind of situation. If you've never seen a case like this before, tell the patient. And they may wish to go somewhere else to a doctor who has seen this kind of case before. But you have to be honest and reveal either your confidence about dealing with this kind of case or your lack of experience you may need to reveal to someone in certain situations. Don't lie about how many times you've performed a particular procedure. You know, if this is going to be your first time, tell people it's your first time. So this business of guarantee of cure comes into play very often because patients want the guarantee. You know, when a patient calls up your office and says, I'm having these terrible headaches, can you help me? Or I've got terrible low back pain, can you help me? They're looking for a guarantee of cure, and very often they kind of press you into a guarantee. You know, they will ask questions like, if I'm going to come over there and spend money for x-rays and an examination, how sure are you that you can cure me? And our answer is, we don't cure. No doctor of any kind cures anything. We have to make sure the patients know that, that we are not in any way giving them some expectation that we can't live up to. And it's okay to be optimistic, and there's a fine line between being optimistic and being confident and being sure of yourself. There's a fine line between those three things and guaranteeing a cure. Make sure you don't step over the line and guarantee a cure. We guarantee to do our best. And our best sometimes isn't enough. You know, there are situations that we cannot foresee that may prohibit us from doing what we think we can do. And we just have to be honest with the patient and tell them that. And if that that involves losing a patient, so be it. You lose a patient. But you don't want to give a patient false expectations. I think one of the pitfalls of chiropractic, and maybe one of the little faults of chiropractors, one of the faults is that we're very optimistic, we're very, very pro-chiropractic, we're very zealous about chiropractic. We love chiropractic and all it can do, and as chiropractors we see the amazing things that happen under chiropractic care. So we become pretty inured to the very seriously ill patient getting better while under chiropractic care. And we think that's an everyday event, it happens all the time. But we must be very cautious in transmitting that to patients so that they don't have unreasonable expectations. It's wonderful to be zealous, but it's lying to patients when you transmit unrealistic expectations or allow the patient to develop unrealistic expectations. We must be very honest with that. I see phrases in the phone book. I see phrases in chiropractic ads in the newspapers that border on guarantee of cure. How about this statement in the Yellow Pages? Relief is just a moment away. I've seen that in the Spartanburg Yellow Pages a few years ago. It's not there now. Relief is just a moment away. So the patient arrives at your office having read that ad, relief is just a moment away. They're in terrible and excruciating pain. They fill out the case history form, the doctor takes them back and maybe takes some x-rays and maybe does an examination. The patient is expecting relief to be just a moment away. The doctor comes in and does what the doctor does, provides chiropractic services of some sort. The patient says, wait a minute, doc, I'm still hurting. And you said relief was just a moment away. What's going on here? You lied to me. You said relief was just a moment away, and it's been several moments now, and I'm still hurting. What's the deal here? You fibbed. So we have to be cautious with the kinds of statements that we make, the kinds of advertising that we do. You know, when you put conditions in the newspaper and say, you know, you would be stupid to say, we can cure, and then give a shopping list. You would be stupid to do that, because there are always extenuating circumstances. There are always patients who have gone beyond the limits of matter, who may interpret your statements of guarantee in a way that could end up with false expectations, and the patient ends up with hurt feelings, and maybe hurt feelings enough to file a lawsuit. Say, the doctor fixed me, or promised to fix me, and he didn't do it. So be very cautious with this. Be very cautious. There's nothing wrong with saying, you know, research shows, if you have research to show. And, you know, in chiropractic, we have various research findings that we're able to share with patients, about certain conditions, if you're dealing with conditions. We also have certain research projects and research findings that indicate increased quality of life with chiropractic care. So if we're going to make statements, they should be statements that have some backup. I have a feeling, and I've told students this before, I think it's true that people who are under regular chiropractic care probably spend less money on medical care, are less likely to have surgery, and are less likely to spend a lot of days in a hospital. But you know what? I can't quite prove that. I know there have been some research studies done on those sorts of issues, but I can't really say with absolute certainty at this point that people who are under chiropractic care are going to spend less on medicine, have fewer days in the hospital, and just spend less on drugs and things like that. I have a strong feeling that that's true. But I don't know that with certainty, so I'm really not at liberty to tell patients something that I'm not certain about. I'm not at liberty as a professional person to put my beliefs onto my patient, to transmit my religious convictions or my philosophical convictions or my ethical and moral convictions involving certain things to a patient. A patient has the right to expect from us honesty, forthrightness, straightforwardness, and integrity. They should not have to put up with our religious leanings or our philosophical beliefs. And we could get into a discussion here about certain medical practices. We as chiropractors have strong feelings about certain medical practices. And we have to evaluate whether it's our place to be transmitting our values to a patient. And you have to very carefully ascertain what's fact and what's your strong belief, and transmit only facts. So this business of guaranteeing cure, be especially cautious in your advertising. If you were to put an ad in print or on videotape for the television, it's in black and white and could be used against you. So be very cautious how you guarantee a cure.